Well, we're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up.
To the east side.
We're moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. Just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. We're ever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. We finally got.
Up on me like that when I'm working.
You are working?
Yeah, I'm working up the energy to fix your breakfast.
Oh, thanks. I think I'd like
grapefruit and toast.
How did you know?
Because today is Thursday, and Thursday is your grapefruit and toast day.
It is?
Sure. Grapefruit and toast on Thursday, melon on Friday, figs on Saturday, bacon and eggs on Sunday, cereal on Monday, and prunes on Tuesday.
Okay, Smarty, what's Wednesday?
My day off. I don't know what you eat then.
I wasn't aware that I had a routine.
Sure, you and Mr. Jefferson are both in a rut, child.
Florence, we are not in a rut.
All right, I bet you $10 I can tell you exactly what Mr. Jefferson's gonna do when he comes in here.
Okay, I'll take that bet, just to show you you're wrong.
All right, first he'll come in and kiss you on your left cheek. Then he'll grunt, moan, and wheeze. Then he'll sit down, bury his head in the paper, and complain how good weather means bad business. Turn to the stock market, slam his fist down on the table 3 times, and say a bad word after each one.
And then?
And then you pay me my $10.
Oh, good morning, George.
Good morning, Wheeze.
Want to kick in another 5?
Look at this lousy weather.
But, George, it's a beautiful day.
Not for my business, it ain't. No snow, no slush, no rain means no dirty clothes.
But the sun is shining, the birds are out.
Yeah, the birds are my only hope. Ah, the market's down, damn.
Strike one.
Damn!
Strike two.
Sorry, Florence. Never bet against the house.
Damn.
All right.
Florence is right, George. We are in a rut.
What?
We are becoming creatures of habit. You just stare at your paper without even knowing I'm here.
Sure, I know you did, Wheezy. I kissed you, didn't I?
You could have kissed the toaster and you wouldn't have known the difference.
Yes, I would. I could see myself in the toaster.
George.
I'm just kidding.
George,
sure.
Would you... How did you know I wasn't going to ask you for the sugar?
Oh, you want the sugar?
No, I don't want the sugar. I want the cream.
Well, you got the cream, so what are you mad about?
You're taking me for granted. You know what I want before I ask for it.
See how much time I save? I gotta run.
George... I'm sorry for yelling, but I just feel so regular.
That's because you eat prunes every Tuesday. Oh, I almost forgot. Here.
What's this?
It's a little love note Leroy wants you to give Sally at the help center.
See, now that's thoughtful. Why don't you send me little romantic messages anymore?
Ain't nothing romantic about this. Look. Dear Sally, if it's in the kitchen or in the den, I can't wait to see you again. Love, Leroy, your big teddy bear.
Oh, you shouldn't have read it. This note is none of your business.
He wrote it on the back of a Jefferson Cleaner receipt. That makes it my business.
George, that's terrible.
It sure is. I'm gonna have to keep my diary under lock and key.
Your diary's safe. I already read The Ugly Duckling.
Who helped you with the big words?
Morning, Mr. J.
Manley, what are you doing up so early?
I'm going bird watching in Central Park.
Central Park? Ha! You ought to see some strange birds there.
I was wondering if I might borrow some window cleaner for my binoculars.
I think we have some in the kitchen. I'll be right back.
Oh, thank you. You know, Mr. J, you want to come with me on one of these outings. They're really quite exciting.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, the thrill of sitting perfectly still, not daring to make a sound, when suddenly... Do you know what that was, Mr. J?
Yeah, an English cuckoo.
Oh, thank you. I've got to hurry off and meet my mates at this little out-of-the-way pub. We always have a smashing time there. In fact, sometimes we get so smashed, we forget all about the birds.
Hey, Bentley, you don't want to miss the birds, right? In fact, if you hurry, you might be able to fly south with them for the winter.
Oh, I don't...
George, we never go to those little out-of-the-way restaurants anymore.
That's because now we got enough money to go to the big in-the-way restaurant.
Remember Luigi's?
Yeah, that little dumpy Italian joint.
I love Luigi's. You proposed to me there while you were on a 4-hour shore leave. Oh, you look so handsome in your white uniform and your cute little cap.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Remember how Luigi and his wife came out and serenaded us?
Uh-huh. And the singing was worse than the cooking.
And then he brought our spaghetti and you leaned over to kiss me.
And I dumped my glass of wine in your lap. Boo.
But I didn't mind as long as we were together. George, why don't we go back there and have dinner?
Okay, but you're going to get awful wet.
Why?
Well, they tore it down and put up a car wash.
Then let's go to some other little Italian restaurant tonight.
Weezy, we can't tonight. We got the Chamber of Commerce banquet.
You never said anything about that.
Well, we've been going to for the past 5 years. I figured you'd know.
So you just took it for granted that I wanted to go, right? Well, I don't.
But we...
Look, I don't have time to argue. I've got to get to the help center.
But I need you tonight.
You need me?
Yeah, I want you right there by my side.
You do?
Yep. I want you to sit there and look good while I talk business.
Oh, so that's all I'm good for, huh? Window dressing.
Wheezy, what?
Well, if that's all you want, get a dummy out of Macy's window and take her with you.
Hey, Sally. This is Leroy. How's my bubbling brown sugar? Not at all, Mama. Did you get my note from Mrs. Jefferson? She ain't got there yet. Oh, no, you're just gonna have to wait and read it for yourself. I know. I'm just a big, bad teddy bear.
Hey, big, bad teddy bear. Tell Goldilocks you got a customer wants his cleaning, huh?
I gotta go, Sally. Bye.
Well, this is it, honey. You sure you're gonna be okay here?
I think so. This is the address on my note, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Jefferson Cleaners. You know, you really should have a doctor look at that bump on your head.
Oh, it feels all right. It's just that I can't remember anything.
It's terrible. All the muggers we have in this city.
I'm just glad I found that note in my pocket, or else I wouldn't know who I am. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, don't mention it. Look, I've really got to get back to work. Here's your note. Good luck, Sally.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Oh, hi.
Do you know Leroy?
Do I know what?
Huh?
Well, you asked me, did I know something?
No. Not something, somebody. Leroy.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do what?
No, Leroy.
No. No, just a minute ago you said yes.
Look, have you seen Leroy?
Have I seen what?
Leroy!
Yeah!
Look, I have a note here. It says...
I know what it says. I wrote it.
You did?
Yeah.
Then you're Leroy.
Of course I am, Mrs. Jefferson.
Mrs. Jefferson? You mean you and I are married?
Married? Me? I'm not married.
Am I married?
Of course.
Oh, no, I'm having an affair.
With who?
With you.
With me.
Mrs. Jefferson, you sure you feeling all right?
Well, I took a bump on the head. I'm still a little shaky.
You wait right there. I'm gonna get you a glass of water. Better get one for me, too.
Guess who?
How dare you?
What'd you do that for?
I don't kiss strangers.
What are you talking about? It's me, George.
George? George who?
It's terrible. With 7.5 million people in New York, what are the odds of Miss Jefferson getting mugged?
These days, about 50-50.
That poor woman, and now she's got amnesia. What's going to become of her?
Oh, take it easy, dear. Here, sit down. I'll make some coffee.
Well, you need some clean cups, so while you're in there, you better wash the dishes.
Come right in, Dr. Norris.
Thank you. Hello.
How do you do?
This is where we live.
Come ahead, Louise. It's all right.
See, Dr. Norris said it's all right. Come on in. Hey, look who's here. It's our maid, Florence, and your best friend, Helen.
Helen.
No, that's Florence. This is Helen Willis, remember?
Hello, Mrs. Jefferson. My name is Florence. How are you?
Florence, she lost her memory, not her hearing.
Louise, why don't you wander around the apartment, see if anything comes to mind?
Okay. Is she going to be all right?
Yeah, when will her memory be back?
It's hard to say. Could take an hour.
Oh, yeah? Maybe she'll still be able to make that banquet tonight.
Or it could take a day, maybe even a year.
A year? Oh, Lord. A whole year living with somebody who can't remember and somebody I'd like to forget.
The main thing to remember is that her mind is searching for something to grab onto, some sort of clue, a person, a familiar object, anything that could jar her memory.
Yeah, but that could take forever.
Be patient, George. I'll call tomorrow to see how she's doing. Goodbye.
Bye,
Doctor. Louise.
Goodbye, Doctor. Mr. Jefferson.
Mr. Jefferson?
She said she wants to get to know me better before she calls me George.
Coffee time!
Who's that, our butler?
No, that's my husband, Tom.
That's your husband?
Yes.
I don't remember either of you.
Amnesia does have some benefits.
I've got an idea. Why don't we talk about something that we all did together?
Yes. Remember the birthday party we had down here?
Oh, yeah, that's when we had that big pillow fight. Yeah, I remember. It all started when I hit Willis with a pillow like this.
Oh. Yes, that's right. And then I hit you back like this.
Uh-huh. Then I hit Helen like this.
Yes, I hit Helen like that.
Hey, she's laughing. She's laughing.
Weezy, you remember that?
No, but I sure wish I could have been here to see it.
You were here. It was your birthday party.
Maybe you should rest a while, Louise.
That's right. A little rest and you'll forget about everything. I mean, remember about it.
Tom, let's go.
Right. Well, goodbye, Louise.
Goodbye, Mrs. Willis. Mr. Willis, it was nice meeting you.
Oh.
Mr. Jefferson, could I trouble you for a glass of water?
Sure. Come on, Florence.
Why? It don't take two people to get one glass of water.
I know that. I want you to fix us something to eat. Maybe your awful cooking will help her remember something. I'm going back with you.
I saw a common loon.
I beg your pardon.
He was standing in the brush, and suddenly he raised his head and gave a tremendous cry. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, I became so excited, Mrs. J. Mrs. J.
Oh, hey, don't worry, Wheezy. It's Mr. Bentley. He's not crazy. He's English.
Mrs. J, you disappeared before I finished my story.
Bentley! Louise has amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yeah, she got hit on her head and lost her memory.
Oh, Mrs. J, what bad luck. Do you remember where you lost it? Do you remember giving me this window cleaner this morning?
Just put it in the kitchen, Mr. Bentley.
May I ask you something?
Of course.
What exactly do you do here?
I'm the maid.
But I haven't seen you do any work yet. I'm really quite tired. Maybe if I lay down for a while. Oh, where's the bedroom?
Oh, here, I'll show you.
Can't you just tell me?
It's right down the hall to the right. Come on.
I don't think I'd feel comfortable in there with you.
Sure you will. It's a new mattress.
I think you'd better sleep on the couch until my memory comes back.
On the couch? Huh. Shoot. Florence Bentley, get out of here.
What is it, Mr. J?
Look, we got to do something to help Weezy get her memory back.
You know, I once saw this movie where a man had amnesia and his family reenacted an event from his past in order to bring him around.
Hey, that sounds great. We could reenact the night at Luigi's when I proposed. I'm sure Weezy remember that.
That's one night I'd want to forget.
She was talking about that just this morning. Look, Bentley, you go be Luigi, get some wine from the kitchen. Florence, put some breadsticks on the table and bring out that spaghetti we had last night.
But it's cold.
It can't taste no worse cold than it did warm.
Oh, here it is. Mr. Jefferson, do you have a robe I could borrow?
Louise, hi, honey. Hey. Look, I only got 4 hours before I have to be back on ship, so come on.
Aren't you a little old to be playing sailor?
Just go along with it.
Okay, Mr. Jefferson, if it'll make you happy.
Hey! Look where we are.
The dining room?
No, it's Luigi's, remember? And look who's here. It's Mama and Papa Luigi.
Well, if it ain't Louisa Mills and Georgia Jefferson. How y'all doing?
Valpolicella?
No, we don't want no jello. Just give us the usual.
The usual amend. The usual what?
You know, the usual specialty of the house. Spaghetti and meatball.
Right. Come on up, Papa Luigi.
Well, here we are, just the two of us, alone at last.
Mr. Jefferson, I don't know what it is you're trying to do, but it isn't working.
Well, look, Weezy, you just give it a chance. Watch this. Hey, now what do I look like?
A half-wit?
A periscope. Remember, I used to do this all the time. All right, torpedoes ready. Prepare to fire. Fire.
Beg your pardon.
Weezy used to love that.
Really? I can't believe that.
Oh, shit.
Here's your dinner. Italian soul food. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Hey, look. Why don't you and Papa Luigi sing an Italian song?
I don't know no Italian songs.
Well, you better learn one quick. You ain't gonna get no tip. Hey, how about some vino? That's Italian for wine.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jefferson.
Okay. Look, baby. I ain't got much time before I gotta ship out. So, I'd like to make a toast. To us. Over the teeth and past the gums. Look out, stomach. Here it comes.
Oh! What did you do that for?
That was the accident, don't you remember?
I certainly don't. And that was no accident. You did it on purpose.
I did it for your own good.
Well, then, one good turn deserves another.
Hey! What the hell you do that for?
It was your idea.
I know it was my idea, and I'm sorry I thought about the whole thing.
I'm sorry you thought of it, too.
Look, Weezy, I can't believe stuff is familiar to you. Me, on shore leave, Luigi's restaurant. You said you'd never forget that.
I'm trying to remember this all I can do.
Why don't you try a little harder then? Will you all shut up? Damn, I'm sick of this whole thing. What do I have to do to get you back?
Well, Dr. Norris...
I don't care, Dr. Norris, then. I'll get it back now.
Oh, calm down.
I'm calming though with that.
George, calm down, George.
No. You call me George.
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
You remember me?
Huh? Well, how could I forget someone who carries on like that?
Weezy, I did it. I got you back.
Oh, Mrs. J.
I knew that big mouth would come in handy soon.
What's going on here?
Oh, you had amnesia, Mrs. J.
Amnesia? How did that happen?
It's a long story, Weez. The important thing is we got you back.
Amen.
What are you doing in that little silly sailor cap?
He took you back to the night he proposed.
The night you proposed? At Luigi's?
That's all right.
You did all that for me.
Weezy, I'd have done anything to get you back.
I was wrong. You don't take me for granted.
Of course I don't. Hey, are you sure you're feeling all right?
Yes, I feel fine.
Great. If we hurry, we can still make that banquet. Come on.
Banquet?
Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce banquet. I told you about it this morning, remember?
Remember? Who am I? Where am I? And who are you, Mr. What was your name again, sir?
Okay, you win. No banquet.
That's a mud, George! The Jeffersons was videotaped in front of a studio audience.